Blog Talk Radio.
Because he lives, you and I can face tomorrow. The he, in the title of the song, is God. Because God lives, and because he is concerned with us and provides for us and has vowed to protect us from all harm and danger, we can face tomorrow. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are starting a new series today. It's the first day of spring. It's March 20th. And this is series number 12. The series title is Obey God and he will be on your side. Obey God, and he will be on your side. Our scripture text for this week is Exodus 23:22, and it reads, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries." Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise you today. We know that we can face tomorrow, next week, next month, this entire year, the years to come, the decades to come, because you live. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for the saints of God. And because he lives to intercede for us and be our advocate, we can face down any enemy who stands in our way. And for that we praise you. And for that we give you thanks. Now, Lord, bless us, encourage us, strengthen our faith. This we ask, this we pray. In Jesus' name, and Holy Spirit, we yield to you as we always do. Because Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth come, he will lead you and guide you, direct you to all truth. Holy Spirit, we desire truth today. Bless us, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. When we look at the text, Exodus 23:22, it's divided into four parts. You have a section in blue, a section in green, a section in red, and a section in purple. The section in blue will be dealt with today, the section in green on Tuesday, the section in red on Wednesday, the section in purple on Thursday. It's one text, and it is a conditional promise, conditional. If, and that's the great if, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then, here's the blessing, here's the promise, here's the gift, here's the heritage. Then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. Let's turn to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. I want to read starting at verse 20. This is verse 22. And we're going to break down only verse 22. But I want you to read it in context. So we're going to start at verse 20, and we're going to work our way down to verse 23. So we're going to read two verses before our main text and one verse after our main text, just to give it some context. And these are the rules of engagement that God gives to the children of Israel as they are about to enter into the promised land to conquer. These are the laws relating to conquest. You want to be victorious? You want to be more than a conqueror in life? Then these are the rules that God gives us. Exodus chapter 23, starting at verse 20. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy and precious word.
Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
So please note, God is sending an angel. Now notice, look at your Bible. The word angel, the noun angel, does not have a lowercase a. It doesn't have a small a. It has a capital A. A capital A. Now, I've shared this with you in the past, that one needs to be very, very careful and very, very discerning whenever the word angel appears in the Bible. Because the word angel simply means messenger. Simply means messenger. And there are different kinds of angels. For example, in the book of Revelation, the second and third chapters, when Jesus addresses the seven pastors of the seven churches, he refers to them as angels. So there are what we call human angels. If I was to take off my jacket or my sweater, you would discover I have no wings. Again, the word angel simply means messenger. So there are human angels. And then, of course, there are angels who are spiritual beings. These are the angels who are in heaven. These are the angels who serve at the throne of God, or God dispatches them to serve those who are to be heirs of salvation. Some of those angels, not all, some of them have wings. So there are winged messengers. And then there are human messengers. But then the Bible calls Jesus also an angel. And it simply means that God has a divine messenger. The second person of the Holy Trinity is a divine messenger. Not that Jesus has the nature of angels, but that he is simply God, and that he is sent by the Father to bring a message to the church. So here in verse 20, it says, "Behold, I send an angel." Now, if it was a human being, it would be lowercase a. If it was a winged angel, it would be lowercase a. But since the A is capital, it's referring to Jesus. "And behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way." In other words, Jesus is going to keep us on track. He's going to keep us as a train on the rails. We're not going to go off the rails. We're not going to become derailed if Jesus is the one who leads us. So he will keep thee in the way and bring thee into the place which I have prepared. The place referred to here is the land of Canaan. Now let's read verse 21.
"Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him."
In other words, obey him. Why? He's the second person of the Holy Trinity. This is Jesus before he took on flesh, before he became incarnate. Beware of him. Please note that he will be among you. Don't forget that he's among you. Beware of him. Offend him. Obey his voice. Do not provoke him. For he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. This is Jesus. He's the messenger. Now, verse 22 is our verse of focus.
"But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries."
And that's our key text for today. And it goes along with the series title, "Obey God and he will be on your side. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak," if we obey God, "then and only then will he be an enemy to our enemies and an adversary unto our adversaries. Verse 23.
"For my angel will go before you and bring you in to the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
There you go. This angel will go before us. He will lead us in the invasion of the territories of darkness, and God will push back these nations and cut them off, which is another way of saying, I will utterly defeat them. So, for today's lesson, we want to look at that first portion of the text, which applies to us today. It says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice. Let me suggest to you that one of the reasons why the church is in so much trouble today, and I can say that with a certain amount of authority, because I am a church expert. This is what I do for a living. This is what I've done most of my life. My work has been the work of God. And I can tell you today that the reason why the church is proverbially running around like a chicken without a head, and it's sad to say that about God's people, is for the reasons I'm going to share with you now in these bullet points. You see, it says, but if, and that's the big if. See, if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, there's only one voice that you and I need to obey, and that is the voice of Christ. If thou shalt indeed obey his voice. His voice. Who is the head of the church? Christ. Where is the mouth located? On the head. So if Christ is the head of the church, and the church possesses, and the head of the church possesses the only mouth in the church, then the following things are the things we need to do. Number one, tune out the many confusing, contradictory voices in the church. When you look at the church as a whole, when you look at the whole landscape of what is the church or what is Christendom, listen to so-called Christian radio. Listen to Christian radio. You listen to Christian radio at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and a program comes on, and one preacher is saying one thing. At 2:30, another preacher comes on, and that preacher contradicts the preacher at 2:30 basically contradicts what the preacher of 2 o'clock was saying. And then you listen to another preacher at 3 o'clock, and the preacher at 3 o'clock is contradicting the preacher at 2 o'clock and 2:30. And so there are many confusing voices, contradictory voices in the church today. So much so that people are saying, who am I to believe? Who am I to trust? Who can I turn to for the truth? There are just too many confusing, contradictory voices in the church. Not just on Christian radio. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. Go to any social media platform. Go to Christian television. Go to so-called Christian, and you'll see that, listen, one preacher after another are just contradicting one another and thus fostering confusion within the church. Number two, so I would encourage you to tune out all of these confusing, contradictory voices. I'm encouraging you to wean yourself, if you will, wean yourself. It's like a junkie. It's like a drug addict trying to wean themselves off of the drug of their preference. You got to fight. I know you've been listening to Christian radio and Christian television for so long, and you're just into it. You got your YouTube preachers that you listen to, and there's just mass confusion, mass contradiction. I would encourage you to wean yourself. Do it for 6 months. Then stop listening to the talking heads on the so-called Christian networks. Why stop listening to the talking heads? Well, because in order for the talking heads to stay on the very expensive Christian networks, they have to prepare sermons and teachings and Bible studies for which they would encourage you to give them your money. So, again, they're going to prepare a sermon series. They're going to prepare a teaching series. They're going to prepare a counseling session, if you will. They're going to prepare something with the goal that at the end, can you buy their product? And by the way, the claim at the end of all of these sales pitches is that when you buy the product, when you buy the book, when you buy the CD, when you buy the video, when you buy the DVD, whatever it is that they're selling you, it'll be life-changing, life-altering. I would encourage you to stop listening to the talking heads. They will bankrupt you. Not only. Remember, let's go back to the text. Let's go back to Exodus 23:20. Behold, I will send a messenger before thee to keep thee in the way. You want to make it to heaven? Follow this one person the text is telling you to listen to. That is the messenger of the Lord. You want to make it? You want to succeed? You want to go forward? You want to progress? You want to go from where you are to where you ought to be? Follow Jesus. Stop listening to the talking heads. The talking heads have one goal. That's to stay on the air. Stay on the air by selling you products. And they're gonna fashion their sermons. They're gonna fashion their teachings in order. And this is what they mainly do. They use fear mongering. If you don't get this series, oh boy, you're not gonna make it. If you don't get these life altering DVDs, you're gonna shipwreck your faith. Well, no, the text tells me. The text tells me that God has sent me a messenger. And the task, the goal, the objective of that messenger sent from God is to keep me in the way so that I don't veer off, so that I don't go off and detour and make a mess of my life. He will keep me on track. He will keep me on point. He will take me to the place that God has prepared for me, that God has prepared for us. So stop listening to the talking heads, because the talking heads have an agenda, and that is to sell you something so that you can send them money so that they can stay on the air. That's basically it. Number three, ignore the self-appointed experts. You know, the church has so many experts. Oh, my goodness. You listen to them. If you listen to them, I'm an expert of this, and I'm an expert on that, and everyone's an expert, and everyone. Everyone's an apostle. Everyone's a prophet. Everyone is a super apostle, super prophet, super this, super that. Ignore the self-appointed experts, the so-called generals in the church. Do you know that the term general is foreign to the Bible? There are no generals in the church. We have, the Bible speaks of the captain of our salvation, captain. That captain is none other than Jesus. So when these people call themselves and others refer to them. She is a general in the church. He is a general. It's insulting. It insults our intelligence, and it insults Christ, who is the captain of the Lord's host. Ignore these people. Ignore them. I would submit to you, only voice that matters, it's one voice. It is the voice of our triune God. That's the only voice that matters. I'm going to show it to you. Look at verse 22. It says, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, who is God referring to? Well, he's referring to the messenger that he's just sent. And look at the next phrase, and do all that I speak. In other words, God the Father speaks to God the Son, and God the Son speaks to us. And when we forget, God the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance. So notice, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are saying the same thing. The one voice we need to listen to, the one voice that matters, is the voice of our triune God. Where do you find that voice? You find it contained in the Bible. Sola Scriptura. Scripture alone, if thou shalt indeed obey his voice. The voice of the Son is the voice of the Father and the voice of the Holy Spirit. If we obey the voice of the triune God, we won't go wrong. Now look at that little picture. There you have all kinds of preachers. All kinds of preachers. And they're all trying to sell you something. They're all trying to get you to believe something. And for all the stuff that they're trying to get you to believe and all the stuff they're trying to get you to buy, it's always about the almighty dollar rather than almighty God. Listen to the text. God, Almighty God, is saying, listen to me, obey me. And if you do, look at verse 23, for my angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. And I, the Father, I, Jehovah, will cut them. See, one voice. If we obey one voice, a voice that does not bring confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. A voice that never contradicts itself. Jesus never contradicted the Father never contradicted Jesus, the Holy Spirit never contradicted the Son. There's no contradiction in the Trinity. They speak as one. There is no confusion. There's no contradiction. It's just plain and simple language. If we obey his voice. I speak to people every day. I get phone calls every day. Dr. T. The people down in New York City refer to me as Dr. T. Dr. Torres. Dr. T. I got this problem. Every day I get a phone call without fail. Every day, one of my former students, one of my former, someone's calling me. Dr. T, explain this to me. Dr. T. And I'm saying, you're not listening to the voice of God. You're listening to a talking head. You're listening to someone who's trying to get you to buy something. You're listening to someone who's trying to spiritually lobotomize you, take your brain out. They don't want you to think. You're listening to someone who's going to have you go one way on Monday and a different way on Tuesday. This happens every day. And the reason why it happens every day is because people are not wanting to hear the voice of God through God. They are wanting to hear the voice of God through some contradictory, confusing figure. If you want to succeed in life, get into your Bible. You know why the Roman Catholic Church in the Dark Ages, you know why the Church of Rome, two things the Church of Rome did, two things when it came to their membership, two things. First of all, they told them, we're going to give you the service, the weekly service. We're going to give it to you in a language you don't understand. We're going to give it to you in Latin. So if the people spoke German, they were given a Latin mass. That's just the way it was. If the people had another language, like in England, they spoke English, the mass, the Roman Catholic mass, was in Latin, keeping me in the dark on purpose. The church kept people in the dark because the entire service was in a different language. That's babble. That's confusion. You see what I'm talking about? Confusing, contradictory voices. So that's number one. They kept them away. They kept them away from a service in their own language. And then the second thing they did was the people had their Bibles taken from them. They were discouraged to read the Bible in their own language. And this is why when many of the reformers tried to get the Bible in their own language to the people, they were hunted and martyred. Why? Because the Roman Catholic Church knew that if the people could read the Bible in their own language, they would know that they had been ripped off for centuries. So the same holds true today. You have the Bible in your own language, and the services are coming to you in your own language, but you're not getting the truth. Why? Because they're not taking you directly to the Bible. What you have is you have men and women in the pulpit teaching nonsense. I want to encourage you to get back into your Bible and have the voice of God speak directly to you. If indeed you will obey his voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Another they will not follow. Do you know the voice of Jesus? I suspect many don't. And the reason why I come to that conclusion is because they're not doing anything Jesus told them to do. They're doing what their pastor's telling them to do. And many pastors are teaching contrary to Jesus. Many of the prophets and prophetess that get up on Sunday morning and say, thus saith the Lord, are contradicting the voice of the triune God. And this is why there's so much chaos. There's so much confusion. People are going in one direction on Wednesday, and in the midweek Bible study, they run in one direction, and then on Sunday morning, they run in the opposite direction. And how can God's voice be so confusing? Well, because the person that you're following is not a man or a woman of God. I encourage you. Jesus is your ultimate shepherd. He's called the good shepherd. He's called the great shepherd. And he's called the chief shepherd. He said, my sheep know my voice. Do you know his voice? Because if you do know his voice, you would not follow someone else. We're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow and trust that God is already speaking to us today by means of his word, by means of his great book, the Bible. Father, bless us, to us, Lord. We know that these kinds of messages cut across the grain. It's not what we're used to hearing. But, Father, it's in the text. It's in the good book. It's in the book that you desire to communicate to us truth. Holy Spirit, have your way with us as we gather each and every day to go over this text and bring us back to Jesus if we need bringing back. If we've wandered off, if we are addicted to the talking heads of the church, or if we are following some so-called generals in the church and they are leading us far away from Jesus, let us run back to the voice of him whom God told us to obey, and that is his son, Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. What we never can prove, the delight until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy.